name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most High. Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity,
Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Yes, this program is today's special, and of course, today is a special day. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. So please accept our condolences on this sad occasion. On Sunday, 8th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 2nd of Mihr, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 24th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, you choose to listen to today's special. Today we want to know about the noble character of Imam Hassan al-Askari, because today is the martyrdom anniversary of this great personality. Indeed, Imam Askari, peace be upon him, like his noble fathers, was a prominent scholar and an imam whom no one could ignore. He was the chief of religious scholars, an ideal of worshippers, a leader of politics and opposition, and towards whom the hearts of people were adhered with love and respect. In spite of the existence of the brutal terrorism of the Abbasid rule and throwing them in prisons and jails, the caliph of his time could not hide his personality or weaken his scientific and political role and his social status. The great position of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam can be shown by the following historical document during the Holy Imam's martyrdom. When the news of his martyrdom, Imam Hassan al-Askari's martyrdom, was spread, Samarra became an uproar. The markets were empty. Beni Hashim, the military leaders, the secretaries, and the judges, and the rest of the people rode to his funeral. On that day, Samarra looked like the day of resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the sad occasion, martyrdom anniversary, of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him.
توكل العباسي, he summoned al-Imam al-Hadi عليه السلام from Medina to come to Samarra. With him came al-Imam al-Hasan al-Askari عليه السلام, his son, the city of Samarra. In that city of Askar, in that city of the military, the Imams went through so much struggle. He is in a city where he's surrounded by military, especially Imam al-Askari عليه السلام, because they knew he was the 11th Imam, the 11th in the chain. And after the 11th comes the 12th. They knew this. So constantly the Imam and his house was under surveillance. They would send maids to work for the Imam who are spies, to see if any of his wives would become pregnant. So they would go and kill her. Many times they go and attack the Imam's house, alayhi salam. So this was the life that they lived through. One day the Imam alayhi salam tells his companions, he says, this time at this period, when you see me going outside, don't give salam to me, don't point at me, don't even look at me, don't make eye contact, because they will kill you, you'll be persecuted. But even then, in these difficult times, find if people seek the Imam, if people look for the Imam, if people really ask for the help of the Imam, for the guidance of the Imam still guide them, still help them. in this difficult time that the Imam instructed his followers not to make any eye contact. It is said one man came into a city. One of the companions of the Imam says, I saw the stranger walking in the city. I told him, where are you from? He said, I come from far away. He said, why did you come here? He said, listen, I am one of the children or the grandchildren of Abu Dharr al-Ghafari. I'm Ghafari as well. I heard so many conflicting reports about the imama of this imam. Imam al-Askari, alayhi salam, al-Hassan al-Askari. Conflicting reports. Some people say he's imam, some people say he's not imam. I've come here to investigate for myself. I want to investigate it. Is he an imam or is he not an imam? This companion of the imam says, as this man was talking to me, Imam al-Askari, salamullahi alayhi, passed by. When he passed by, he looked at this man, this foreigner. He said, Aghafariyun ant? Are you a Ghafari? The man said, yes. Imam looked at him and he said, Kayfa fa'alat ummuka hamdaway? How is your mother hamdaway? He named his mother. How is she doing? The man then looked at him in surprise and said, she's okay, alhamdulillah, she's fine. And the Imam went. He then continued. This companion of the Imam looks at this Ghafari. He tells him, did you meet this Imam before? Have you met him before? He said, no, this is the first time. I've never met him. He's never met me. He said, so now are you satisfied with what you just saw? He says, even less than that would be even satisfying. This is even greater than what I had expected.
Imam face to face with the oppressors. Yes, we're speaking about Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. The Abbasid authorities persecuted Imam Hassan al-Askari, salamullah alayh, and put him under their control in order to paralyze his political and ideological activities and also restrain him from practicing his leading role among the Ummah Muslim community. Therefore, the Holy Imam was obliged to act secretly and build an organization of his followers and representatives and strengthen its base. Under authority of Muhammad ibn Abdul Aziz Balkhi, who said, one day in the morning I sat on a street and it happened that Abu Muhammad alayhi salam, the Holy Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, was coming from his house on the way to a public inn. I said to myself, consider, O people, this is Allah's proof on you. Therefore, acknowledge him. When he, the Holy Imam, passed beside me, he gestured with his forefinger towards me to keep silent. On that night, I saw him saying, surely it is either to keep silent or be killed. Therefore, be aware of Allah against yourself. Condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of this great personality, Imam Hassan al-Askari. Peace be upon him.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Salawat on Imam Hassan al-Askari.
Allahumma salli ala al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Muhammad. Al-Barr al-Taqi al-Sadiq al-Wafi.
O Allah, please do send blessings upon Al-Hasan, son of Ali, son of Muhammad, the upright, the pious, the honest, the faithful, the brilliant light, the keeper of your knowledge, and the reminding of your oneness, and your representative, and the successor of the leaders of the religion, the guide, orthodox ones, and the claim against the inhabitants of this world. So, O Lord, please do send blessings upon him in the best manner that you have ever sent blessings upon any of your elite servants. And your claims and the descendants of your apostles, O the God of the worlds.
Holy Imams martyrdom. The last caliph whom the Holy Imam lived with, Mu'tamid, was dissolute, disposed to entertainment and pleasures, singing and committing the forbidden. All this caused people to hate him. The Holy Imam suffered different kinds of troubles and torments in the hands of the caliph, who surrounded him with intensive security forces to keep an eye on him and pursue those who wanted to contact him. The reason that caused the Abbasi to be more envious against the high position of the Holy Imam among the Ummah was their being afraid of his son, the awaited Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. They knew that Imam would be the son of Imam Hasan al-Askari, whom he referred to in one of his letters. This is that part of the letter. They thought that they could kill me in order to cut off my offspring, but Allah denied their sayings, and praise be to Allah. Imam Abu Muhammad Hasan al-Askari was poisoned by the Caliph Mu'tamid and thus suffered severely and was martyred on 8th of the month of Rabiul Awal in the year 260 AH. At the time of his death, he was 28 years old. He was buried in the house in which his father was buried in Samarra.
Imam al-Askari, despite his greatness, the son of Imam al-Hadi, he has a brother by the name of Ja'far al-Kadhdhab, Ja'far the liar, son of Imam al-Hadi. Imam al-Askari leaves this dunya. Imam al-Mahdi, salamullahi alayhi, is with him. He takes care of the ghusl and the kafan. And then Ja'far al-Kadhdhab stands to pray on the salat al-mayyit, on his brother. Some of the Shia, they say, we know that only a ma'soom can pray on the ma'soom. So some of them started to have doubt. They started thinking, my gosh, is he the next imam? Then deen is finished if he's the next imam. They started to get worried because they see him standing there and he's about to pray. All of a sudden, the faraj comes, subhanallah. The help comes. They see a young boy coming out and he stands before his uncle and he says, Ya Am, my uncle, you know that this is not your place to stand. It is mine. Now the uncle had never even seen his nephew. He never even knew he existed. But subhanallah, haq, when it comes with power. And batil is so weak. Even though the man is much older, he's only a child physically. He's only 5 years old. But yet he comes with eloquence, with power, with truth, that the uncle just keeps silent. خلاص. Cannot say a word because he knows he's wrong. He knows he's not the one. And he steps aside. He says, step aside, my uncle. Step aside. So he steps aside and the Imam, salamullahi alayhi, leads the salat on his father. Salatul Mayyit. Then a group of people or a servant that the Imam al-Askari sent with some money, and he told him, the one who will ask you about this money is indeed the Imam after me. Imam al-Mahdi, salamullahi alayhi, turns to the servant and he tells him, where is the money that my father gave you? And it is this much. Give it back to me. So this man feels very happy. And this is also part of the rahmah of Allah. So people do not have doubt that this is indeed the Imam. He does exist. He did pray on his father. He is there, but he is in ghaibah.
That was all for today's special on this said occasion, martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. Condolences to all Muslims, especially the Shia brothers and sisters. Thank you very much for joining us, and fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam and heartfelt condolences to you on the tragic 8th of Rabiul Awwal, the martyrdom anniversary of the Prophet's 11th infallible heir, Imam Hassan Askari, peace upon him, the father of the awaited savior of mankind, who will reappear in the end times to cleanse the earth of all vestiges of corruption and oppression by establishing the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. Here is a saying in this regard. Imam Hassan Askari has informed that the Qa'im al-Mahdi will be his son, and that the house of the Imam and the Prophet is protected from falsehood and error.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Hadi alayhi salam. This hadith is about his son Imam al-Askari. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the death and martyrdom of Imam Askari alayhi salam. And here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most sad and grave day. Imam Hadi alayhi salam says the following: the Imam after me is Al-Hasan, and after Hasan, his son Al-Qa'im, the one who will rise, the one who will fill the land with fairness and justice, just as it was filled with tyranny and oppression. You know, many hadiths have been narrated regarding the virtues of Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam. Let's recite for you a story in which some of the virtues and fawail of Imam Askari alayhi salam have been narrated. A rawi, a transmitter of hadith named Muhammad ibn Ismail, he narrates the following. The Abbasids visited Saleh bin Wasif and Saleh bin Ali and a few other deviated people from this location also visited Saleh bin Wasif when Abu Muhammad alayhi salam, meaning Imam Askari, was in prison. As you know, in general, a lot of the imams, they spent a lot of time of their lives, great portion of their lives in prison, and they were imprisoned, because by the ruling governments of their time, because there was this fear, they had this fear that the imam might instigate a revolt against them, and they were fearful of them because the imams they were loved by the masses and the people, especially the oppressed and the downtrodden, and there was always this fear on their part, the part of these rulers, that these imams might instigate a rebellion against them. So they used to put them in jail. Imam Askari is also one of the imams who spent a lot of his life in jail. He was also, a great portion of his life he spent in an encampment, a military encampment, where he was watched, which is why the name Al-Askari was given to him, the title of Al-Askari was given to him. So this rawi, he narrates that these people went to this person when Imam Askari was in prison. This person who visited this person, he said to him, put him in strict confinement and give him no ease. Saleh, this person, he said, what more can I do with him when I have assigned two of the most evil men I could find to guard him? So this person says, I put two evil people in charge of the Imam, to bother him. However, this person says, and surprisingly, those two have turned to worship, ibadat, and prayers as a result of the Imam. The Imam, his spiritual aura was so great and had such an effect on these two people that instead of them bothering the Imam actually, he turned them into good people and they began doing the ibadat and worship of the Imam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Inshallah, we'll be here with you, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and we will start Surah Al-Ma'idah today, explaining some of the verses of Surah Al-Ma'idah shortly, and then inshallah, trying to practice the tajweed rules and the recitation of the ayats. So, I have here with me Hassan Nasrullah, Ali Nasir, and Hussein Ruhullah. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Alaikum Salam.
I really
Alhamdulillah, how are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Hassan, how are you?
Alaikum Salam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. And Ali Nasir, how about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So, guys, if you're ready, let's get it started. Ready?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
At the very beginning, we have to listen to Ayah 1 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Let's listen to the recitation, then inshallah we will get back to the class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil'uqud. أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم إن الله يحكم ما يريد.
That was amazing. Nice recitation. Let's have a short explanation about Surah Al-Ma'idah. Okay, Hussein?
Yes.
Surah Al-Ma'idah, in the current scripture, in the current Quran that we have, it is the fifth surah of the Quran. And we are not talking about the time it was revealed to the Prophet, okay? The order of revelation, no. Okay?
Yeah.
The revelation order, no. Based on the current scripture, okay, that we have. So Surah Al-Ma'idah is in the fifth. And it has 120 verses or ayats. In this surah, a lot of Islamic teachings, Islamic ahkam, rulings, okay, have been mentioned. All right? And also, they say, like Surah An-Nisa, a lot of, arguments, a lot of, for example, discussions that the Prophet had with the Jewish people, okay, and also with the Christians, okay, are mentioned here. So a lot of, inshallah, great things you're going to learn. Ma'idah, Al-Ma'idah in English means napri. But usually the foreigners, okay, they don't have napri. They use table, yes? They have their lunch, their dinner on a table. So suppose that's a table, okay, food table. But it doesn't mean a sample one. It means a full one, a blessed one, Al-Ma'idah, okay? Full of blessings, full of meal, fruit, whatever you see. So full, complete, okay? It means that, Al-Ma'idah. So let's see what does Allah Almighty say in the first ayah, shortly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil'uqud. O people who you have faith, okay, oh, you who have faith, keep your agreements. It means keep your words. Keep your words. When you promise, you should be loyal to your promises. Okay, this is a command of Allah Almighty. أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ إِلَّا أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ. You are permitted animals of grazing livestock. It means the animals, okay, have been... You are allowed to eat the animals, okay? إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Except what is now announce to you in the coming verses. It will be announced which animals are not halal for you to eat, which animals are forbidden, okay, and which animals are halal for you to eat, okay? It will be what? Announced, okay, in the coming verses. غَيْرَ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُومٌ. And you are not allowed, okay? You are not allowed to what? To... Huh? Come on. You're not allowed to slaughter or kill, okay? Slaughter or kill or hunt any, for example, animal while you are in pilgrim sanctity, okay? While you are what? In Hajj. You're performing Hajj pilgrimage, okay? You're not allowed to kill anything during the Hajj. Not before the Hajj, in the day of, for example, you sacrifice, yeah? Qurbani and the, yes, in a special day, yes? Not that. While you have ihram and you're performing around the Kaaba, you're performing the Hajj pilgrimage. Inna Allah yahkumu ma yurid. Indeed, Allah decrees whatever He desires. So, many ahkam are here, okay? But the one thing, as we don't have much time, I want to mention is that Allah says, O people who you have faith, Allah talks to the believers, okay, that you must keep your promises. Huh? Ali Nasir? What? Keep your promises, keep your words, be loyal. If for example, Ali Nasir, for example, if you promise me, if you tell me that tomorrow I'll come, okay, we'll have a discussion together at, for example, in Haram, in the Holy Shrine, for example, at 3 o'clock, you have to be there. Okay? You have to be there, aren't I? I should be there also. If we promise, okay, we have to be there. Or if we can't, at least we have to let each other know. Okay? Or for example, any kind of promises that you have, especially this promise, this ayah talks about the promise we have made with Allah Almighty.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So, inshallah, I hope you refer to the Tafasir books, interpretations, learn more about this ayah, about the ahkam, about the teachings, about the types of promises that we have, aqd, okay? We have about being loyal to our promises. There are a lot of things, inshallah, you can learn. Ali Nasir, Hassan, and Hussein, if you're ready, we'll move on to the tajweed part and inshallah practice the recitation. Ready?
Yes.
Don't you have any questions?
No.
No, sir.
Let me read once. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم إن الله يحكم ما يريد. So, we'll practice the rules, how to recite this ayah beautifully, the same as the reciters recite. Ali Nasir, Ya ayyuhal ladheen. Is this mad necessary to be extended or it's optional?
It's optional.
Okay, how?
Because the letter Hamza.
Okay.
Yeah.
The letter Hamza and?
It is separate from the
man. Yeah, good job. Yeah, we have an alif mad there.
Yeah.
And hamza is in a separate, though they are in combined, yes,
yeah,
but they are separate words.
Yeah.
Good job. Ayyuha, there is an alif mad also. Ha. And the next word starts with hamzatul wasl. There is a rule. How do you read it, Hussein? Yeah. Read the word.
Ya ayyuhal ladina.
Ayyuhal ladina. Good job. He skipped the alif mad after ha. And he skipped the hamzatul wasl. That's the way you read, okay? We skip hamzatul wasl or harful mad when we reach to hamzatul wasl. Ya ayyuhal ladina. The pronunciation of ha, thal, these are important. Amanu. أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. Here as well you have آمَنُوا. Wow. Sorry, mad. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. Okay. Or you can skip both mad. Both mad. يَا أَيُّ. And also آمَنُوا. Two mad we have. You can skip. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. Alright. أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Here. أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Here we also have a rule. How do you read it, Hussein? أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Let's see.
أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ.
Ali Nasir, read it once.
أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ.
Ah, this is the point. أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ ميم ساكن. Right after ميم ساكن, you got a word that starts with
ba.
Ba. And we had a rule for this. You hide the sound of ميم. Hiddenly yes. Pronounce it.
أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ.
Okay. مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ غَيْرَ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ. The ya will be skipped again, the same as يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ. Alif was skipped here. And in this one, ya will be skipped. وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمْ. أَنْتُمْ حُرُمْ. Hide the sound of noon again.
إخفاء.
Yeah, إخفاء. حسن, وأنتم حرم. There is a sign called قلا. What does it say?
It says that it's better to stop here.
Better to stop. Can we continue as well? Can we join these two parts,
yes,
before and after?
We can join them, but it's better to stop.
Mm. So we stop here, then it's better. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. So, نُن مُشَدَّد. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, the word Allah will be pronounced heavily. And يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. When you stop, extend the sound, and also read the letter dal with an echoing sound. When you stop, echoing sound.
Yes.
يُرِيدُ. Yes?
Yeah. Yes.
So, we've done. We mentioned the points. Now let's recite it. I'll recite. Make sure you all repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, try inshallah to practice after us. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود.
عقود. Also bouncing sound, echoing sound when you start.
Yes.
أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ.
أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ.
إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم.
إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم
إن الله يحكم ما يريد
إن الله يحكم ما يريد
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us and IRB English Radio. Inshallah, stay with us with the next coming sessions. That's it from us for today. Inshallah, we'll continue our class and we also recommend you stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-Tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach toward supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran. And we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the concept of sincerity in the third constituent of supplication, which is the constituent of the Almighty Allah, the one whom we call upon, the one who we invoke. We said that regarding this third constituent, the point that needs to be observed is the concept of sincerity. And sincerity is nothing other than recognizing Almighty Allah as the absolute cause. Recognizing God as the absolute cause will bring on closeness. But the point is that in Holy Quran, we have different looks at closeness. We have different stages if we can say, that Holy Quran puts the wayfarers into. In the first stage, the Almighty Allah invites the servants through this expression, that through this technique, that it makes use of the third person pronoun in referring to himself. So it says, وَدْعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Call upon him in secret and in open. So this is one stage. In the second stage, the Almighty Allah takes a closer approach and sends the good news to the earth through the messengers. And this verse of the Holy Quran is the example and instance of this. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. So you, as my messenger, have the responsibility of telling my servants that I am close unto them when they call upon me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The Almighty Allah tells the messengers to transmit this to the servants. In the third stage, however, at this stage, Allah is so close to the servants that He says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are nearer to you than your jugular veins. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. We are nearer to it than you, but you do not see. This verse refers to the generosity, to the pardoning of the Almighty Allah. This verse indicates that a significant secret and discloses a strange hidden point somehow. That God has not employed distance as a measure. Rather, He subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces His closeness in such a way difficult to be comprehended. And this verse notifies the one who is embracing a dying man that Allah is close to him. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Yet, this verse is different from نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. This is different. Concerning this, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Imam Hassan alayhi salam was busy once praying when somebody crossed in front of him. Some of the attendants prevented him. When Imam Hassan alayhi salam finished his prayer, he said to the man, "Why did you prevent him from crossing?" The man said, "O son of the Messenger of Allah, he crossed between you and your mihrab." And Imam Hassan alayhi salam said, "Wayhak, woe to you! Inna Allah azza wa jal aqrabu ilayya min an yakhtura fi ma bayni wa baynahu ahad." God is closer to me that no one can intervene between him and me. Here, mihrab and praying place is used to absorb one's attention to one specific point. This is the third stage.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. تا بجوشد آب از بالا و پست. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah,
God, let me hear,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
So as you were with us, dear listeners, we have counted different stages and different methods that the Almighty Allah puts on when it comes to closeness. In the fourth stage, in this Quranic verse, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are nearer to him than his life vein, than his jugular vein. The Almighty Allah refers to another secret. The Almighty Allah gives good news to the true believers and monotheists. That is, God is closer to man than his life. And this verse, مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, depicts the relation between God and man. This shows, firstly, that if we comprehend the situation, we do not have any other choice than to resort to Allah. And secondly, it clarifies the sacred tradition, O Moses, I am your necessary piety. And let us know that the only resort at the time of depression is Allah. If man pays constant attention to God, he will be engulfed in the world of light, and life will be of a different flavor to him, and he will behave differently than the others. This is what happens if man realizes this stage, this level of closeness. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Allah, 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 Allah.
اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می‌کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می‌کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
Date February 11th, 1983.
the noble and devoted nation of Iran. They are defending the territory of the beloved Islam and their own country and have placed obligations on all of us. If it was not for their gallantry, there would be no revolution and no victory of this magnitude